We begin by welcoming you again to the 46th anniversary of CBCGB.
我们一开始带着圣经教会46周年堂庆，欢迎您。
As I was preparing this morning to come, I started doing some minor arithmetic in my head.
在今天早上我来之前，我在这边做了一点算术。
I'm too old to do differential equations anymore in my head, but I can still add.
我现在已经太老，不能做微分，但是我至少知道怎么样做加法。
And it occurred to me that we're running about 950 to 1,000 adults every week between the two services.
我们知道我们现在大概每个礼拜是大概950个大人在我们中间。
So those of you who came early enough to find parking and sit in the sanctuary, we welcome you.
这些来得早的能够找到自己停车的地方，而且能够坐在正堂，我们欢迎你。
Those who came a little bit later and maybe were parking in stride right and sitting in the chapel, wherever the camera is, we look at you and we welcome you.
这些来的比较晚的，或者你停在我们隔壁的公司的停车场，或者你现在坐在副堂，你现在看这个摄影机，我们也欢迎你。
And those of you who came on time and found the only seats left were in the bathroom, we welcome you too.
这些人最后来的，发现只有厕所有空，我们也欢迎你。
Now, anniversary is a time where we celebrate the past. We celebrate what God has been doing in our midst.
我们过周年的时候，我们是一个庆祝的时间，我们庆祝神在我们的中间这么长的时间。
And God has been doing some good things.
神在我们中间做美善的事。
We celebrate particularly with CM through the evangelistic meetings and the conversions and baptisms.
我们在这边庆祝在中文部这边的福音聚会，有很多的人受洗，很多人觉志。
We celebrate particularly with EM for the number of missionaries and tent makers and professionals we have working overseas now.
我们也在英文堂有很多人，他们有双职的来侍奉，或者已经被差派出去成为宣教士，我们为他们感谢。
We celebrate social concerns ministries over the last year.
我们为着社关在过去几年所做的事，我们感谢主。
We celebrate attendance increases and we celebrate the completion of 151.
我们为着人数的增加，我们感谢主；为着151那边的完工，我们感谢主。
You know, for the last 46 years, God's been doing something that none of us, or no one, none of the original founders could ever have anticipated.
神在这46年里面，大概是当时开始创起的人，没有一个想到神在我们中间这样做事。
From 13 people to begin.
从一开始头一次的崇拜13个人。
To around 1,300, including the children.
如果连儿童到现在大概1,300。
God has done some great things in our midst, and we want to be grateful for that.
神在我们中间行了大事，我们满心感谢。
Anniversary is also a time to look ahead.
而且在堂庆的时候，我们也是前瞻的时候。
You know, and the BOE has been leading us recently in looking ahead.
长老团也在这边让我们看见有一个愿景的往前看。
As they devise this church vision statement.
在这边有一个愿景的宣言。
In the authorized version, it reads every person of multicultural background in Greater Boston and beyond to be a disciple of Jesus.
目前那个宽定的或者公定的是我们要使每一个多元文化的人能够从波士顿跟直到地极能够成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Now, loosely translated from the authorized English into the unauthorized Chinese and then back into the colloquial English.
从那个很比较意义的，比较那么不是那么严谨的翻译，从英语翻到中文，现在再从中文再翻回去的是这样说。
What we end up with is something along the lines of from Boston to the world.
是变成这样的，是从波士顿直到地极。
From monoculture to multiculture.
从单元文化到多元文化。
From seeker to disciple.
而且是从慕道友非基督徒变成基督耶稣的门徒。
And that's what we'll reflect on this morning, especially the third item.
我们今天早上要在这边来看，特别是第三项。
From Boston to the world.
第一个，从波士顿直到地极。
We gather here this morning from many countries around the world.
我们在这边聚集的时候，是从世界上许多不同的地方来的。
The Great Commission does not anticipate this.
大使命那时候好像没有这样的说。
But in many cases, evangelism and world missions works most effectively today from the world to Boston.
现在变成全世界的宣教最有效的是全世界的人来到了波士顿。
But we don't stop there.
但是我们不能停在这边。
From the world to Boston.
全世界来到了 Boston.
And then from Boston to the world.
而且是从 Boston 直到全世界。
So we look for people to, having heard the gospel, to go back to their home countries.
我们在这边要从来没有听过福音的到这边来，而且他们回到自己的地方。
We look for other people who've never lived overseas to use the opportunities they have to go.
也让的从来没有机会到海外的也能够来到海外。
Because in reality,
但是事实上是这样。
Compared to the rest of the world,
我们比跟全世界其他的地方来看看，比比看。
You could argue that we have.For the most part, too many churches in Boston.
你可能觉得在 Boston 的教会个数太多了。
The same churches compete over the same Christians.
同样的基督教的基督徒的教会彼此在竞争。
And so we look to spread the gospel where it hasn't yet been heard.
我们要传福音到那个从来没有听过福音的地方。
From Boston to the world.
是从 Boston 直到地极。
From monoculture to multiculture.
从单元的文化到多元的文化。
You know, we're already doing this to some extent.
事实上我们现在已经在某种程度我们在做。
I saw and heard some things this morning that I never expected to see and hear in this sanctuary.
今天早上我听到一些事情是我从来没有想到会看见的，就在我们中间发生。
I remember when EM did not even lead in joint worships. It was always CM.
我向来这样的聚会是华语堂来带领敬拜。
Because EM was a little wild.
但是今天早上英文堂比较疯狂。
I don't know. You tell me later. And then when we started leading worship, there were no drums.
开始的时候没有打鼓。
And then gradually we acclimate and light on the drums.
之后呢轻轻的有鼓声了。
And the first time we had drums, a brother, older generation brother came up to me and during worship was very upset that we had drums in worship. It's not right.
当我们教会开始有打鼓的时候，有一些弟兄姐妹非常的不高兴，跑来抗议。
Now he quickly recovered. He was a dear brother, a great guy. We settled it. It was no problem.
这感谢主，这是一个很有爱心的弟兄啊。很快的，他就不气了。
But this morning, it's like our drummer, like the drums had just insulted the way our drummer was wailing on those drums. I thought maybe the drums had just insulted his mother.
那我觉得今天早上的打鼓的，好像那个声音可能会让更多的人不开心。
Don't be looking at the drummer. He's a nice guy.
我们不要看他，恕他无罪。
We have intro videos with the subwoofer turned up high.
而且我们开始的时候有一些放映影片，那个低音的喇叭好像太大声。
Only my youngest son has a subwoofer in our house now.
在我们家里面年轻的孩子现在用那个低音喇叭。
We have a rock.Countdown for the service.
所以我们开始的时候有一个摇滚乐的开始计算时间的声音。
And we have a traditional choir.
我们又有非常传统的诗班献诗。
So whatever kind of music you like, you'll like part of our worship service.
不管你习惯哪一种，你喜欢哪一种，至少有一部分你还不错。
And you're good Christian people, so we can expect you to tolerate the part you don't like.
因为你们都是好的神的儿女，我们相信你能够容忍那一部分你不喜欢的。
From monoculture to multiculture.
从单元文化到多元文化。
Sociologist Yang Fenggang makes the point that Chinese church serves three purposes.
这杨凤刚一个出名的社会学家，他说华人的教会有这三方面的目的。
All ethnic church serves three purposes.
这三种这个带着原来文化的教会是用有这样的三个目的。
and preservation, helping to preserve the home culture.
头一种是守旧，能够持守我们原来的文化。
Assimilation, helping to assimilate to the local culture.
第二个是规划，能够变成美国化。
And Christianization, using culture to lead people to Christ.
第三个是能够把人能够变成基督徒，把人带到耶稣基督的面前。
So as a multicultural church, we work best when we have fully overseas culture and fully American culture and everything in between.
所以像我们在海外的教会有一个特别的优势，是我们从一个多元的文化，最后到多元文化来传福音。
If we can be comfortable or at least tolerant of each other's differences, then we can cover a wide breadth.
所以如果我们能够觉得很舒服，或者能够容忍这样多的多元化，我们有很大的长处。
We can be a channel of the gospel.
我们很可能成为福音的管道。
For a greater number of people.
让更多的人能够认识耶稣基督。
As the Apostle Paul said, to the Jews I was as a Jew.
保罗说像犹太人我就做犹太人
To the Greek as a Greek
我像希利尼人我就做希利尼人
To those who like traditional music, traditional music
如果喜欢比较传统音乐的就让他喜欢
To those who like rock music, rock music
如果喜欢摇滚乐的也让他喜欢摇滚乐
From Boston to the world
从波士顿到世界
From mono to multiculture
从单元的到多元的
And from seekers to disciples.
第三个是从还没有认识神的慕道友成为门徒。
This is where I really want to focus this morning.
今天早上我真正要重点在这里。
From seekers to disciples.
从慕道友变成耶稣基督的门徒。
And as it happens, this year, Pastor Caleb's annual report is also on discipleship.
刚好今天今年的年刊凯蒂牧师的那篇文章也讲到门徒。
And now we did not pre-plan this.
我们事先没有讲好。
And his report is only in Mandarin.
凯蒂牧师的只写了中文，没写英文。
So honestly, I don't know what he said.
所以他是完全不知道，无情的。
And he has only a faint idea from my sermon notes about what I'm going to say.
而且凯蒂牧师对卢牧师今天要讲的也是完全不知道。
So those of you who are bilingual or bicultural, listen to the sermon and read the report.
所以这些无论是多元或者单元的，你可以听今天的道，而且来看我们的年刊。
And if you can find any obvious contradictions,
如果你看见很明显的冲突的话。
Pastor Caleb will pay you $10.
那个 Chuck 牧师送你100块。
From seekers to disciples.
从慕道友到门徒。
Now, bear in mind, these are my personal reflections.
这是我一个个人的一个回应。
Based on scripture.
是照着圣经来回应。
I'm not a member of the official board of elders.
我不是一个官方的长老团成员。
And I'm not actually speaking from the official version of the church vision statement.
我自己今天所讲的也不是从那个官定的愿景宣言所说的。
So this is unofficial comment on an unofficial document.
所以这是非官方的或者说是非法的。
But let's think together a little bit about this.
但是请大家能够留意听。
First of all,Let's acknowledge and affirm the value of counting.
请各位特别注意，有一个重点是我们怎么样来算。
It's right that we want to measure progress.
我们愿意看见我们成长的速度。
It's right that we want to recommend that we want to track performance.
我们来看是他们的表现有多好，来算。
You notice even scripture does this occasionally.
有些时候圣经上也这么说。
Acts chapter 2, they count the number of people who come to faith.
使徒行传第二章他有说到多少人来信主，所以算人。
So counting is okay sometimes.
所以有些时候来计算这些东西是可以的。
It's not the only thing we do.
但是却不是我们唯一计算的方法。
It's not the only important measure.
也不是唯一的重要的地方。
But it is an important measure.
但是是一个重要的点。
But what becomes crucial is what we count.
但是更重要的是，到底我们来算计什么？
So there was a famous American University Evangelistic Association.
在这边有一个很重要，在美国知名的一个基督徒的团体。
You would all recognize it, but I won't use the name.
说出来你一定知道，但是我就是不提。
So the founder was gifted in evangelism.
这个创起人是一个非常会传福音的。
He could be running through the airport trying to catch his plane.
他可以在飞机去在飞机场准备要登机。
Send some kind of impulse from God.
有些时候他感觉到神的感动。
Stop for 3 minutes and lead somebody to Christ.
他可以用那三分钟能够在那个地方带一个人信主。
And then rush on to catch his plane.
之后赶上飞机。
I don't know how often it happened, but when I was in that ministry, they told that story.
我不晓得他常常这样的发生，还是至少我听过一次。
So you can guess what happened.
所以你可以发现怎么样这些事情怎么发生呢？
As he set up his organization, he stressed evangelism.
所以他有了这个传福音的团体的时候，他特别注意传福音。
He stressed the brief, if necessary, just a brief exposition of the gospel.
所以他特别说，就是很简单的，把那个福音的需要很简单、很短的把它说出来。
And just to make sure that his staff were doing this, they began counting how many times did you share the gospel.
所以为了这样，他要让他所有的同工都这样的做，是到底你传福音传了多少次
？And the organization grew well.
之后他们这个团体成长得很好。
And they saw some conversions. Conversions.
他们看到有些人觉知。
And then, as the first generation was giving way to the second generation, the leader hired somebody who had a degree from Harvard Business School.
之后他交棒的时候，他请了哈佛大学的学企业企管的。
And from doing his MBA, this new lead said, you know, maybe we should think about what we count.
这个新的接棒人他说，我们应该注意一下我们怎么样来算人。
Maybe we just don't want to count the number of times we share the gospel.
而不是我们要算到底我们分享福音几次。
Because then we overemphasize sharing the gospel.
如果我们过分的强调分享几次的话
，and inadequately emphasize actually leading people to faith.
那事实上就误导了别人，怎么样带他们进到信心里面
？And maybe the goal is not simply to lead people to faith. Maybe the goal is to make disciples.
或者他的目标不应该只是带他觉知，而是带他成为门徒。
So he said, we don't want to be just giving birth to babies, we want to be rearing mature adults.
我们不光是要生下一个小 baby 就算了，而是把他们养大。
So the last I'd heard, the organization was now measuring something different.
所以最近我听说的是这一个福音的团体，他们开始测量，开始度量不同的方法。
It now counts those who, through their ministry, first come to faith,And then leave university what they would consider mature disciples.
那他现在他们要计算是在学校的里面，他们信了福音以后，他们学校毕业之后继续的成为耶稣基督的门徒，算这个。
And there's biblical support for this idea.
这个是有圣经根据的。
First, we count seekers.
头一个我们来算有多少慕道友。
We count seekers who come rather than believers who come.
我们算这慕道有多少，还是信徒有多少
？Matthew chapter 4 verses 18 and 19。
在马太福音第四章从18节到19节这边说
，As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said.And I will send you out to fish for people.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Come, follow me.
你们来跟随我。
And I will send you out to fish for people.
我要把你们差遣出去，让你们成为得人的渔夫。
Fish for people，
成为得人的渔夫。
Reach those who are not yet followers of Christ.
能够把福音传到那些还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
The number most counted today in churches is how many people attend.
今天我们在教会里面常常说我们出席的人数。
But it's far more urgent to count the number of seekers in a church.
但是更重要的是看我们中间有多少慕道的朋友。
As more and more churches spring up,
现在越来越多的教会兴起了。
And in particularly the more churched areas of the country,
但是有很多是已经上教会的人。
What we see is a new church starting up and people leaving their church to go check out the new church.
你会发现有新的教会起来了之后，有很多上教会的人他们要跑过去看看那个新教会如何。
And we're in a culture where people typically prefer large size companies or large size stores to small size.
在美国这边的文化让人倾向于要去找那个大的教会、大的公司、大的品牌。
So in a culture like that, with stores like that and corporations like that, then churches become like that.
当外面的品牌是这样子，外面的组织是这样子，生意是这样子的时候，教会也变成这个样子。
And Christians start leaving smaller churches for bigger churches.
所以许多的基督徒就离开他们原来在的小的教会，跑到大教会来。
So it's like we've got a dozen fishing boats in the lake.
所以在这边你看见好像有一打的小渔船在湖里面。
And what we end up doing is moving the fish that we've caught from one boat to another boat.
是以把那一个各个船上的已经打上来的鱼把它搬到另外一个船上来。
Jesus didn't call us to move our fish around each other's boats.
耶稣基督没有在这边呼召我们到别的渔船上去抓人家逮的鱼。
He invited us to catch fish.
让他命令我们去捕鱼。
So a more accurate number to count for how we're doing.
所以更准确的应该这样算。
Is to start not with the number of believers who come.
不是多少的信徒来到我们中间。
But with the number of seekers who come.
而是多少的慕道的朋友还不认识耶稣基督人来到我们中间。
As a church increases in size, is that a sign of a good church?
当我们人数增多的时候变成一个好教会的记号。
That's a sign of good facilities.
在这边至少是一个我们有很好的这个设施。
Excellent program.
有很好的节目。
A good children's ministry.
我们的孩童节目非常棒。
A good preachers.
好讲道人。
But it is not necessarily a sign that we're accomplishing the purposes of God.
但是不一定是合于神的目的。
Because what God invites us to do.
是耶稣基督，是我们的神邀请我们要做的。
Is to welcome people into the kingdom of God.
是人欢迎人进到神的国度里面。
So the slogan starts at the right place.
所以在这边的一个口号从这边开始。
From seekers.
从慕道的朋友。
From seekers.
从慕道友。
It starts at the right place.
从那边是个对的出发点。
And now, I hear word from CM co-workers.
我从在华语部这边的同工我听见。
That we have a new wave coming to the U.S.
现在有一个大的移民潮打到美国来。
You know, we had the first wave of graduate students in the late 60s and the early 70s.
在60、70年代的时候，头一波是留学生。
We had the second wave from China in the late 80s and 90s.
到了80年末期到90年的时候，从中国改革开放开始，大批的人来到这边。
And to move from the first wave to the second wave, this church leadership had to make some important decisions.
从第一波到第二波的移民潮的时候，我们教会的领导需要做很重要的决定。
No longer would we be a church that reaches people from China because that would create argument.
我们在这边并不是只是要向来自中国的人传福音，那个会引起很多的争执。
Now we would be a church that reaches people of Chinese ethnicity.
我们而是向着华人的有华人文化的人来传福音。
And if you don't welcome people, they won't come.
如果你不这样的欢迎，他们不会来。
But we welcome them, and they came.
所以我们在这边啊，欢迎他们就来了。
We welcomed you, and you came.
我们欢迎您，您就来了。
And now there's more of you than there is of anybody else.
现在有更多的你。
Mainlanders.
哦 ，Mainlanders. 现在有更多的从中国来的，所以您也在这里。
And our brother can't even distinguish between you and us.
Yeah, 我的弟兄已经不能分辨你跟我了。
Because we're all one.
因为我们是一体的。
And now we have a third wave coming, we're told.
但现在我们听说第三潮来了。
So the question is, how do we need to shift again in order to reach this third wave?
现在很重要的是我们怎么样转移我们的注意重点。
What kind of discomforts do we have to embrace?
我们会有什么样的不舒服、不自然的地方我们需要拥抱的。
Yeah, we haven't done it this way before.
我们从来没有这样做过。
Yeah, but we need to do it this way now.
但是我们可能要这样做。
From seekers.
从慕道友。
From seekers to disciples.
一直到门徒。
And this is the other half of it.
这是另外一半。
For the last maybe 150 years ago, Anglo church culture in America has been counting converts.
在过去大概50年，这个Anglo 就是白人的教会洋人教会，他们是计算有多少人觉知。
Praying to receive Christ.
他们怎么样祷告觉知。
Getting people to say the sinner's prayer.
在那边他们有一个宣告的祷告承认他们是罪人他们觉知。
And doing more than that, following Jesus is important, but ultimately optional.
因为重视这个，但是继续的跟随基督就变成次要一点。
But Jesus didn't call converts.
但是耶稣基督不只是在这边呼召那个刚刚觉知的。
Jesus called disciples.
他在这边呼召门徒。
Matthew chapter 4, verses 20 to 22.
在马太福音的第四章，我们接着往下看，从二十节到二十二节。
At once, Simon and Andrew left their nets and followed Jesus.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John.
从那里往前走，他们又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰。
They were in a boat with their father Zebedee.
他们跟他父亲西比泰在船上捕网。
Preparing their nets.
捕网。
Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
耶稣基督呼召他们，他们就立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
They left the boat and their father.
他们舍下船，也留下了爸爸。
And followed him.
之后来跟随耶稣。
They left the family business.
他从他家里面的企业离开了。
They left the family.
他也离开了他们的父家家庭。
To follow Jesus.
来跟随耶稣。
He called them not to be converts, but to be disciples.
耶稣基督呼召他们不光是在那边只是觉知，而是成为门徒。
In EM over the last few years, Brian Che has been leading us in an initiative.
在英语堂，我们车弟兄是特别带领我们有一个事工。
For everybody in the congregation to ask, how can we use our vocations to serve God?
在我们英文堂里面，我们都在问我怎么样用我的专业，在我的职场里面来服侍神。
How can we use our vocations not just to earn money for our families, but also to be useful to God?
不光是用我的专业，用我的本事，用我的职业来赚钱，而是怎么样用我的专业来服侍神。
We're inviting students to consider what job, what career they should develop, what head in order to be useful to God.
我们跟在学的人说，到底你要学哪一门，你以后来服侍神。
People who have jobs currently, how can you use your job, the relationships and the finances, the network it provides, to be useful to God?
现在已经有有工作的人，你怎么样用你的人际关系用你的钱财来让人认识神。
Should you consider leaving this job but keeping the same vocation in another location?
是不是您应该思想要离开你现在这个工作，到另外一个工作，好把别人来认识耶稣基督？
There are many options. We don't expect most people to do what these original disciples did. A minority may leave their jobs to go into vocational Christian service. But most won't. And most don't need to. We need to use our vocations to serve God. So that we can be disciples not just one day a week, but seven.
所以这样子的话, 我们不是一个礼拜就一天来做耶稣的门徒, 而是七天都在做门徒。
Now these original disciples, particularly James and John, also left their father.
在最早的这个门徒, 是雅各跟他的兄弟约翰。
Now some of you are well situated to understand this better than others.
可能有一些人比别人更清楚这种情况。
Because if you think about it, Palestinian culture at this time was far closer to traditional Chinese Confucian culture than to modern American culture.
如果你是华人的文化，亚洲人的文化，你可能会更了解现在在Palestine那边的文化。
Some of you would understand how hard it would be for them to leave their father and the family business.
很多人可能知道，一个离开别的自己的父亲有多困难。
How disloyal that would seem.
好像是一个不忠诚的那种情况。
How that would prioritize Jesus even above family.
当你把耶稣基督比你的家庭更优先的时候，你可能列为不孝不忠。
But that's what discipleship entails.
但是这是当年的门徒所做的事情。
For the rest of us, a different family relationship is at risk.
我们其他的人，我们其他的家庭的人际关系，也碰到一个危机。
For us, it may not be our fathers that we have to hold loosely to.
对这些人，你可能不是别了自己的父亲。
It may be our children that we have to hold more loosely to.
可能是你最高优先的孩子，你需要放下。
I was talking to one of our EM members that went overseas to serve.
我问在我们英语堂的，他们到海外去做宣教士的人。And
I was asking her for, you know, the thing that stands out in her mind about the difference between her life here and her life there.
在她脑筋里面最大的一个挑战是，到底她在美国这边过的日子，跟她到宣教工厂过什么日子？
And she says, when I come back to the U.S. and I see all my peers, all my friends, and all the activities that they can send their children to.
她说我回到这个地方的时候，看见我自己的老朋友、我的同事、他们的孩子、他们的家庭，在这边可以享受到多少的便利跟好处。
She says, in my area, we don't have those activities, and I can't do that.
但是我现在出去宣教的地方，就完全没有这些条件。
So it has an impact on our kids if we live overseas in a more difficult environment.
所以当他们到海外的时候，在他的全家的家庭，特别他们的孩子的教育，又受到很大的冲击。
Now, I don't want to oversell that.
我不愿意过分强调这个。
Because my children gained some phenomenal advantages from being raised in Singapore or Malaysia.
因为我自己的孩子，卢牧师的孩子，是有很大的好处在新加坡长大。
So they lose some things by living overseas.
所以他们失去了一些。
And they gain some others.
但是他们得到了另外一些。
But however it works out.
但不管会怎么样。
The point is that Jesus calls us to be disciples.
耶稣基督呼召我们做他的门徒。
And that means he's above our jobs.
所以说到他比我们的工作更重要。
And we turn our jobs to be useful to discipleship.
是我们用我们的专业、我们的专长来为做福音。
And he's above our families.
他比我们的家庭更重要。
And we turn our families to be useful to discipleship.
我们现在把我们的家庭的重要性、家庭的方向为做服侍耶稣基督。
Now there's a whole heap more that could be said about discipleship.
我有很多的事情可以讲到成为耶稣基督的门徒。
But I'll leave you with one last thought.
但是我就把最后的一个思想留在你的心里面。
Several years ago, I started thinking about, you know, EM and what our goals were.
几年前我就在想，到底我们英语堂我们的目标是什么？
I said, look, if we want to write up a punch list of what it means to be a disciple, what would be on that list?
如果我在这边做一个清单，到底我要勾什么东西，打勾什么东西，这配称为门徒。
And I went through a bunch of books.
我看了很多的书。
And found nothing adequate.
但没有一本书，还没有一个这些书是够用。
2,000 years after we got the New Testament.
我们有了圣经，新约，一直到现在2000多年了。
We still don't have a comprehensive biblical list, punch list for of what qualities of a disciple.
好像我们还没有一个合于圣经的，而且清清楚楚的一个清单，能让我们看见到底做门徒的条件是什么。
So if we're really going to do this,
如果我们真的要这样子认真的话
somebody's really going to have to give it some careful thought.
可能我们需要好好的想一想。
As disciples,
做耶稣基督的门徒。
What should we know?
我们需要知道什么?
What should we do?
我们需要做什么?
What should we be?
我们需要成为什么样的人?
What should we feel?
我们应该如何感受?
How should we live in community?
我们在社区里面要怎么过日子?
How should we live in the world?
我们在世界里面要怎么样来活着?
We need to think about these things.
你要好好想这些事情。
And pray toward them.
好好的为着这些来祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the great things that you have done in our midst through our founders and subsequent generations.
我们的天父，我们为着你在我们中间，借着这些创起者，一直到许多代的带领者，我们献上感谢。
We ask that you be with us.
我们求你与我们同在。
That we might carry on.
我们可以继续的能够带下去。
That we might be your disciples.
我们能够成为你的门徒。
And carry on the work that you've given us.
我们能够继续的执行你给我们的任务。
We ask you to empower us.
求你加能力给我们。
By your spirit.
照着你的圣灵。
And in the name of Jesus.
照着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise with me as we respond in worship.